Please give me your names and age and profession and where are you from?
My name is Neta, I'm 19 years old, I'm from Israel.
How about you?
Maya Wind, Israel, also I'm 19. Our professions you want? What
yes.
we do now?
What do you do?
I work in three organizations. I have a full-time job at Rabbis for Human Rights. I also have a part-time job at the Israeli Committee Against House Demolitions and also New Profile, the feminist movement for the demilitarization of Israel.
How about you?
I'm doing civil service in an organization for African refugees' rights in Israel.
Israel has been described as a colonial project. What is your understanding in this regard?
Israel is colonializing right now.
The settlements are colonies in the West Bank. They're illegal colonies. They're violating the Fourth Geneva Convention and international law, and they have no right to be there. So I consider certainly the settlements in the West Bank and Gaza to be colonies.
How did you come to oppose the policies of Israel towards Palestinians?
Well, I think it's a long process. I started from asking questions about what Israel does in the territories, and then I followed it with going to the West Bank, seeing my own eyes how the army control on the population over there. And I think it's a combination between some kind of intellectual understanding combined with the actual experience of being in the West Bank and meeting Palestinians. And it helped me get over the fear that we all have, the fear from Palestinians, the fear that comes to racism. And I think getting over this fear was what made me an activist or made me a refusal.
And so what have been the consequences of your refusal to serve in the military?
Well, for starters, we were jailed for our refusal and an act of civil disobedience. We spent several months in military prison or detention. But the larger consequences that were harder for me are the social consequences. We are very, very isolated and ostracized in our societies, constantly criticized by most Israelis for our actions and our opinions about this issue.
Are you supported by your families?
On the personal level, political level, not so much. I mean, my family came to visit me when I was in jail, and actually the time in jail was the most support that I got from them, but in the political level, they don't agree with me. My mom became more radical and now more supportive of what I do, but definitely on the political level, we're not in the same position.
As a result of your actions, she became more radical?
Yes.
How does the Israeli school system deal with the Palestinian question?
Well, the Palestinian narrative is very absent from our textbooks, to be sure. We are taught as if our grandparents came to an empty land and settled it, sort of redeeming it of its barren nature. And we, you know, we are not taught enough about the Palestinian narrative, about the fact that the Palestinians live there and have a right to a homeland in Palestine also. And it's a problem.
How would you characterize the relationship between the average Israeli and Palestinians? And is it different for younger generations such as yourselves?
Definitely, since the I think Intifada, the ability of Palestinians to meet Israelis that are not soldiers is very limited. Most of the Palestinians don't even get to meet Israelis without uniform. And the same with Israelis. They don't meet Palestinians unless they're the soldiers and they're oppressing them. And so, of course, it's very hard to this generation because they didn't know anything else. We didn't meet Palestinians outside of our army service. And so it is very... I mean, it's changed. People like my parents' age or my grandparents could be in the army and yet have Palestinian friends. Today it's impossible, or almost impossible.
Is it different for younger generations?
This is what I just said. It is different.
Okay. So you have Palestinian friends?
Yes.
Politically, do you support the Palestinian rights of return for people who have been expelled in 1948 and maybe 1967? Do you believe they should be about
it's a complicated question because our group don't have a position on this question, but I think that personally the right of return is not something that I have the right to have an opinion on. It's a right of return, and I don't know if most of the Palestinians want it, but I think it's something that should be discussed in a negotiation. Yeah.
And B is a multinational single state or a two state?
anything will be better than what's going on right now.
I want everyone to have rights, Israelis, Palestinians, everyone to have rights and to live in equality. And I think whatever solution will bring that, lead to a situation where that is happening, I will be fine with. I'm open to both ideas.
A divestment, boycott, and sanction against Israel.
I think economic activism is very important. There are a lot of economic interests involved here that play a big role in the occupation and the maintenance of the occupation. Not only Israeli companies, but also international and multinational corporations profit from the occupation. I think economic action should be taken against them.
My last question is what is your next step when you go home?
We're going to keep doing our work as activists. Nothing changed. We came here for a break to inform the American audience or the American public, but in Israel we're doing a work as activists for a long time and we have no plans to change it.
Is it a growing movement?
Not these days. Israel is becoming more right-wing. You can see it in the last elections, and our movement does not seem to be growing at all, the left in Israel.
Thank you very much and good luck to you.
Thank you. Thank you.